Are you ready for God's word? Absolutely. I want to talk to you this morning about pride versus humility. Pride versus humility. And I want to share just a couple of things, a couple of keys that unlock God's blessing upon our lives. And so there are quite a few, but I just want to share one or two, three with you. The first one is giving. Giving actually unlocks. The Bible says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will be poured into your lap. Giving unlocks the blessing. Obedience is another one. Obedience unlocks God's blessing. Listen to what it says here in Deuteronomy 28. You will experience all these blessings. And then he's about to list a whole lot of them. All of these blessings, what is the condition? If you obey me. All right? Let me give you another scripture, Psalm 12. He said, blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? The Amplified Bible tells us, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does what? Who fears the Lord. What does it mean to fear the Lord? With awe-inspired reverence and worships him with obedience, who delights greatly in his commands. And so giving unlocks his blessing. Obedience unlocks his blessing. And the next one is humility, believe it or not. Humility unlocks the blessings of God upon our lives. The Bible says here in James chapter 4, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. What is grace? Undeserved blessings and unmerited favor. I don't know about you. I want that. I need that, man. Undeserved blessings and just unmerited favor. How do we get that? Humility. Walking in humility. You know what the opposite of humility is, of course? Pride. And just as humility ushers in the blessings of God into our lives, pride can block that. As a matter of fact, pride doesn't just block God's blessing. Pride can actually destroy us. Listen to what Scripture says in Proverbs 16. Pride goes before destruction. Another translation says, pride will, it will destroy you. So you just think of any relationship. Man, pride just messes up relationships because pride is the thing that keeps us from saying sorry. If somebody battles to say sorry because there's pride, you know, I'm not wrong, you know. Pride will keep us from helping and serving other people because I don't have to. Why should I do that? Pride will even keep us from asking for help because I know I don't need anybody's help. And so pride will mess up relationships, mess up marriages. Do you know that it'll even mess up your career, your job, your business? Whenever you see a business or somebody's career go sideways, very often, not always, very often, it can be traced back to pride. You're just going to have a look at it and you'll see there's pride. And so pride is the sickness that makes everybody sick around the person who has it, except the person who has it. Everybody else is sick of this, except the person who has it. And very often, they don't even know they have it. And so Scripture warns us that God opposes the proud. Think about that for a moment. That's where God says, when there's pride in our lives, God says, I'm not on your side anymore. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'm not on your side. My hand is not upon you. As a matter of fact, I'm with the opposition now. God opposes. You see, when there's pride in our lives, God has to humble us. Why do I say that? He has to. Because Scripture says this. It says, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. It's a certainty. It's going to happen. Wach in kijk. All right, it's going to come. It's going to come. So why does God humble us? Is it because he's mean? Is it because he's mad at us? No. It's because God wants to use us. And he knows he can do nothing with somebody who's proud and arrogant, because God uses humble people. I want to say it again. God uses humble people. God wants his kingdom to flow through us, for us to be a part of that, but we've got to be humble. God uses humble people. So let me give you three examples quickly from Scripture, three of the greatest leaders in the Bible. The first one is Moses. Moses is seen as one of the greatest leaders in the Old Testament, but the Bible also says that he was the most humble person on the face of the earth. Listen to what it says. Moses was a very humble man, more than anyone else on the face of the earth. Great leadership requires great humility. What about Jesus? Here's another example. Jesus himself said, "I am gentle and humble in heart." I mean, you can just see it right throughout his ministry. I don't even have to comment on that. What about the Apostle Paul, the great apostle? Listen to what he says. He says, "For I am the least of all the apostles." And you want to say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, the least? Are you crazy? You're the greatest. You're the Apostle Paul. You're the guy who penned more than half of our New Testament. How can you say I'm the least?" He says, "I'm the least." And it wasn't false humility, by the way. What's false humility? Where somebody pretends to be humble, but on the inside, man, you know, they still want people to see them, and it's all about them. That's false humility. It's when you say to somebody, "Hey, well done, well done." No. It wasn't really me. It was the team. But meanwhile, they're lapping it up on the inside. That's false humility. He wasn't being false, because God wouldn't have allowed him to pen it if it wasn't true. And so he says, "I'm the least of all the apostles." And now listen to what he says here in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, "I'm the least deserving of all God's people." So not only this group of apostles, but he says, as a matter of fact, all of God's people, everybody. The person that just got saved yesterday, he says, I'm even lower than that person. And then he takes it a step further in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and he says, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I'm the worst of them all." So he says, "I'm the least of the apostles, as a matter of fact, all the people." And he says, even those who are like really sinners, he says, "Man, I'm even worse than them." You see this guy's incredible humility? The very guy who could have been walking around with a bit of, you know, "Look at me, look at what I've achieved." No. He's humble. And God uses him to pen more than half of our New Testament. We don't have to wonder why. God uses humble people. And so you see this pattern in the great leaders in the Bible, in Moses and Jesus and Paul and others, just this incredible humility. And unfortunately, as soon as God starts using people, we start thinking, "Oh, it's me. This is me. Oh, of course you look at, this is me. I'm Leonard. It's me. I'm doing this. But I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for him." Let me tell you, if it wasn't for his anointing upon my life, you don't want to listen to me today. I'd actually have nothing to say to you today. It's all about God. And unfortunately, so often, when God starts using people in ministry, on stage, and things start happening, or band, or even in a small group. I've seen it in small group leaders where, man, the small group is growing and thriving and doing well. You know, they start, "It's me. Look at me." That's a very dangerous place, because you see, destruction is coming. A fall is coming. Pride goes before a fall, goes before destruction. Everyone who raises himself, exalts himself, will be humbled. Scripture says it's going to happen. And so all I'm asking us to do today, when God blesses you, just stay humble. When God starts using you, even in a small group or wherever it is, in stay humble. When God is good to you, just stay humble. How do we do that? Well, let me say to you, It's something that you and I've got to be intentional about. I went through a big part of my life where I didn't know about humility and so on until I think one day my dad was speaking on it 20 odd years ago, and I realized, whoa, hang on. And Leonard was not humble at all. The old Leonard was very arrogant, you know, because I'd achieved a little bit in business. And when we achieve a little bit of success, with that growth, with that success, unfortunately, pride also grows. And it grew in my heart. And so there was definitely a bit of arrogance. And so I learned back then, if you wanna be humble, if you wanna walk in humility, you've got to put it on every single day, just like you and I put on clothes. Listen to what Peter says. He says, all of you must clothe yourself with humility in your dealings with one another. That's Peter. Paul says this. He says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion and kindness and, what's the word? Humility. Humility. And so, they're both telling us, you've got to do it daily. You've got to pursue this thing. It's not going to happen naturally. These clothes that I'm wearing today, I purposefully put these on this morning. I could have worn a suit. Probably would have sweated like a tired rickshaw boy or something. You know, I could have worn shorts today, all right? I could have worn possibly even a suit, shorts, or Speedo, but I didn't want to scar you emotionally, all right? And so I decided not to do those and to wear this. And I was very intentional about it. I even took my shirt and gave it to my wife and said, will you quickly iron it for me, please? And so I was very intentional about what I wore today. In the same way, you and I need to be very intentional about stepping out of our bedrooms in the morning into our home. Humble. Stepping into a meeting, humble. Because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. I wouldn't be who I am today. Just humble. Do you know Jesus did this? Jesus put on humility. Listen to this. Philippians chapter 2, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God. He humbled himself. It's a decision that you and I have to make. And I realize, humility is not really a virtue that's celebrated or promoted in our modern day culture. Not at all. I mean, most people today are trying to get more views, more attention, more likes. It's all about me. And I realize that's how social media works. I realize that. But we've also got to realize what goes with it. Pride. Because pride is about me. And look at what I've done. But humility is about others and what others have done. Now, humility is often mistaken for someone who's soft-spoken, quiet, timid, reserved. That's not humility, man. That's just being an introvert, all right? And I've seen introverts who have a lot of pride. They're quiet, but they're better than this one, and they want everybody to actually see them and so on. And so it's not about being an introvert or an extrovert or loud or quiet or confident or not. It's got nothing to do with that. It's a heart attitude. Let me read to you what 1 Peter 5 says. It says, in the same way, now he's addressing younger people, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. Can you see where it starts? He says you've got to start at a young age submitting. Because if you've got pride, you can't submit. Think about somebody at work who's always got an issue with a boss. You know, he's doing this and she's not doing that. And, you know, and they think they're better and they think they can do better. What is that? That's pride. And so when we humble, we submit. And that's why it's so important for us to teach our children to submit. So many parents, oh, but I don't want to break their spirit. No, don't do that. But you better break their will. You better get them to submit their will to your will. There's a big difference between breaking the spirit and breaking the will. They've got to learn to submit the will, because with that comes humility. Listen to the very next verse. All of you clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may lift you up in due time. Another translation says, at the right time, He will lift you up in honor. May not be happening now. It's coming. You stay humble. It's coming. He will lift you up in honor. You know what I found? When somebody tries to promote themselves, they've got to keep promoting themselves. They've got to keep promoting themselves. It's like this uphill battle all the time. But when God promotes you, when God lifts you up in honor, He opens doors. Opportunities happen where you say, where did that come from? How did that happen? That's God. So when you try and do it yourself, uphill, you gaan hard werk. When God does it for you, I'm telling you, it just happens. You know, we have this thing on staff where we remind one another every now and again, stay humble, stay humble. Why do we do that? Because God's blessing us as a church and as a staff. And we're just seeing growth and new building. And it's very easy from a human perspective to become a little bit puffed up and a little bit arrogant. And so we remind one another, stay humble. Because you see, it's one thing to start humble, but very few people stay humble. They all start, most of them start humble. It's the rookie at the office who just starts in a new job, and he or she, they're new at the job, and they're humble, and they're respectful, and they're quiet, and they ask questions, and everybody loves them because they're humble. And then along the way, what happens? They grow in experience, and they grow in confidence, and unfortunately, what also grows? Pride. It does, doesn't it? And so they become a little bit cocky, a little bit puffed up, and everybody is like going like, whoa, you know? Wind your neck back in. Where's that nice person that we had the other day? And so that's where we start. We start humble, but we don't necessarily end humble. And that's why we keep on reminding ourselves, just stay humble. Stay humble. Let's go back to that verse in 1 Peter chapter 5. It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. What does that mean? Recognize who you are and who He is. He's all-powerful. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. He's God. I'm none of that. I'm nothing in comparison. And so don't think you're smart. Don't get cocky. Whatever you do, don't be arrogant. Don't get too self-assured. Don't ever rely on your own gifting and talent and ability. Don't make life about me. It's all about me and what I can gather and what works for me. Don't go there. Humble yourself, Scripture says, under the mighty hand of God. Recognize who He is, who I am. And just stay humble. Just stay humble. So what is humility then? All right? It's the quality of having a modest view of yourself or your abilities or your importance. Yourself, your abilities, your importance. What is pride then? Here's a definition of pride. It's a sinful, arrogant, self-reliant attitude that causes a person to have an inflated or puffed up view of themselves. Those who are proud think of themselves as better than others, and they look down upon others with contempt. And so often we do this without us even realizing. We're looking at somebody and we're comparing ourselves and we're saying, you know, their children are so disrespectful, and, you know, our children are doing well. You know, look at their marriage. It's on the rocks. They're killing one another. You know, look at us. You know, we're doing well. You know, this guy can't keep a job, or is doing badly in his job, and look at us. Be careful. Be very careful. That's pride. That's arrogant. And we can take it further even, where we compare our strength to somebody else's weakness. And what are we doing again? We're looking down at them. Oh, you know what? They can't even do this, and they can't even do... Just remember, they have strengths where you and I have weaknesses. But we don't look at that, do we? We look at the weakness. We're looking down. And then when somebody makes a mistake, when somebody sins, then we look at that. I can't believe. You know, and we pick up the phone. You know, Mary, did you hear? I can't believe. Be careful. But for the grace of God, go I. Come on. If it wasn't for God's grace upon my life, where would you and I be? What would we be doing today? So that brings us to the application. How do we apply this in our lives? How do we walk in humility? How do we deal with pride in our lives? Because I almost want to go as far as to say, I think, and I'm saying this very carefully, please hear me now. I think for most of us, we've got a little bit of pride somewhere in our lives. Because it's so easy to think of that proud, arrogant person that we know. And we all have somebody like that in our lives. At least I'm not like him. No. Forget about him. There's a little bit of it in our own lives. And how do we deal with that? And pride's one of the most difficult things to see. Because it's almost like pride keeps ourselves from seeing pride. Isn't it? Because we're too proud. And so we want to just come this morning before the Lord and say, God, this little area in my life, way back there, there's some of it. There is. Help me to deal with it. And I want to show you today, I've already given you one step. Put on humility. You've got to be intentional about it. It's not going to happen by itself. And I want to give you another step now. Next week, I'm going to give you two more steps. And I don't want to give you too much today, because all I want to do, I want you to apply this. Humble people focus on others. Because proud people focus on themselves. All about me. How can I get the best? Look at what I've done. And you can see it in their lives, and they don't even see it. But humble people focus on others. The Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 3, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others is better than yourself. We're going to get to that in a moment, thinking of others better than yourself. What does that mean? But it says, don't try and impress others. If you're trying to impress people, that's a telltale sign. You're not humble. If you're trying to impress your staff, impress the boss, impress, that's not humility. And then he carries on and he says, don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. Why does he say that? Don't just look out for yourself, because that's what we do. He says, just for once, look out for somebody else. You know, show interest in somebody else. Now listen, let me just clarify. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. Just thinking of yourself less. That's all it is. It's not thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less and starting to think about other people. You see, I realize pride is being overly concerned about what others think of us. Now, you say, Lena, shouldn't we be concerned what others think? Oh, absolutely. I'm concerned about what others think. I am. I'm concerned about my reputation in the church, in the community, and even in our country. I'm concerned. Why? Because I represent Him. And I've got a testimony to uphold. But pride is where we become overly concerned. And that applies mainly to the younger people. Because as we get older, I couldn't be bothered. I'll wear this if I want to wear it. But when we're younger, especially high school, have you noticed the change that happens in high school? In primary school, man, they're enjoying life. They're doing well. It's going great. And then suddenly, at the moment they step into high school, it's like somebody flicks the switch in the back and everything changes. Am I good enough? Am I cool enough? Am I walking the right way? You know, I'm not sure that that is the walk, by the way. And suddenly in high school, everything changes. And it's all about me. And it takes us, because we've all been there, it takes us a good couple of years to work through that. And we probably only get through it, you know, after we've left school. But we go through that very difficult period. And social media, unfortunately, is not helping us either. You know, I watched an interview with a guy who's very, very popular on social media, and he'd been posting his lifestyle and his purchases and everything, as they all do, by the way, you know, just how social media works. Look at me, look at me, look at me. And so what he wasn't aware of is that some of the wrong people were busy watching him and following him, and so they attacked him in his home. And he's not a South African, by the way. He lives in the UK. If you're thinking going to the UK, well, that's happening. All right. So, and they attacked him, and they beat him up, and they took his stuff. All those nice purchases, they took it. And so afterwards, he said, I was so stupid. He said, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. I was just posting all of this stuff. And then he said this, and when he said it, I realized. He said, I was proud. What does the Bible say about pride? Goes before destruction. Goes before destruction. It's just a matter of time. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So how do we live in the self-obsessed world without being self-obsessed? Number one, humble people focus on others. We've got to focus on others. And so when the Bible says, think of others as better than yourself, because that's what it says. Think of others as better than yourself. It doesn't mean put yourself down. It means elevate them. Look for their strengths. Look for stuff that they're doing well in. Look for stuff that you can praise them for, and you can encourage them, and you can motivate them. Because what do we do? The opposite. Oh, look at that. I can't believe. You know? And so we look for the negative instead of looking for the positive. And let me tell you, you start living like that as a lifestyle, lifting people, encouraging people, and motivating people. Speaking life, it's very hard to be full of pride and arrogance because you're lifting others. And so I don't want you to do anything else this week. Just want you to focus on other people. Just focus on them. Just bless them. Just lift them. Just encourage them, and you'll see what will happen in your own life. You know, I had this friend some years ago who was always late. I'm telling you, he was late for church, and he was late for cell groups, and he was late if we had a church event or something like that. This guy was just always late, and I used to be there. I'll tell you now, I used to be there. That was me. And so the one day I asked him, and I said to him, I said, how come you're always late? He said to me, oh, I want to make an entrance. I couldn't believe it. You see, pride says, look at me, here I am. Humility says, oh, there you are. How are you doing? See the difference? And so when somebody is always late, and it's coming from somebody who was always late, it shows two things. arrogance and selfishness. Because what they are saying is, my time, my schedule, because I'm busy, you know, busier than you guys. And you can wait for me. And you'll find people who are constantly late or always late, and they're again late, and they're again late. And so it's that kind of attitude. And I used to be there, and I didn't even realize it until one day I realized just how selfish it is. And my dad was preaching on it. And then when I went to the Air Force, we had a lady captain who spoke on it as well and said, if there's a meeting or something and you get there 5 minutes beforehand, you're late, and late is unacceptable. And I realized, okay, Leonard, you better change quickly, you know, because you're hearing it in church and now you're hearing it in the Air Force as well. You better change. And so I changed, I'm telling you. And so that's I think it's just an area that shows when there's pride in our lives. And so I've made up my mind, and let me wrap up with this quickly. I made up my mind almost 20 years ago to pursue humility, to just go after it. Have I arrived? Oh no. Oh no. I'm still growing in this area. Have I made progress? Oh yes, you better believe it. Because as I look back today at my younger self, in my 20s, when I was still in business, I was so proud, I was so arrogant, and I couldn't see it. Looking back today, I can see it. What made the change? Let me tell you quickly. When I got to a place where I realized I'll possibly take over from my father, it kind of scared me a bit. Because I've seen so many youngsters take over from their fathers in ministry or business, come on, and fail. We've all seen that, haven't we? And it's almost the exception where a youngster takes over and takes it to the next level, let alone just maintain it maybe. So I started going to Scripture to see what Scripture teaches. And I started looking at some of the kings in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and how a son would take over from a father, and how they would all start well, but very few of them finished well. There were only a handful. And I looked at what were the qualities in their lives. How come? And there were two qualities that absolutely just stood out. Humility and a dependence upon God. Humility and a dependence. And if you think about it, those two go together. Because if you're not humble, you don't depend upon God. You see, for a lot of people, oh, they depend upon God for salvation. God, I need salvation, you know. But everything else, don't worry, don't worry. I can do it myself. You know, I've got the bucks, I've got the talent, I've got the ability. Don't worry. Humility says, God, I need salvation. But please don't stop there. Because I need wisdom, direction, guidance, because I'm pretty stupid on my own. I need you. And then, Lord, while we're busy, I need provision. Because I'm trying hard, and I can get a little bit done, but with you I'll get a lot done. I need provision. And God, this crazy world we're living in, I need a lot of protection as well. Yeah, and in the UK, by the way. We need. You see the difference? And what happens? If you and I will do these two things that I've shared today, where we put on humility first thing in the morning, you step out of your bedroom with humility. I'm going to walk humbly. God, help me walk humbly. You do that, and you start focusing on lifting other people, God's going to bless you. God's blessing. God will lift you up, because Scripture specifically says He gives grace to the humble. What is grace? Undeserved blessing. Unmerited favor. And that's what we want. Amen? So come stand with me. And we're going to pray a very simple prayer today. Before we do, If I had to ask you when we walked in this morning, you know, is there pride in your life? No, I don't think so. Because we think of that proud, arrogant person. But if I had to ask you this morning, is there maybe a little bit of pride somewhere in your life? Can I see the hands? Yeah, I thought so. Thank you for being honest. Lord, here we are. You see our hands? Sure. We just come and repent. And we humble ourselves before you this morning because we don't want you to humble us. We're just being honest, Lord. And when we walk in humility, you can lift us up. You can take us to the next level. You can restore. And so, Father, our prayer this morning, very simply, this area in my life that you've just highlighted, help me, Lord, to deal with that radically, to walk humbly before you all the days of my life. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Have a great week.